Blog Talk Radio.
Let me tell you about something new. A new show called G's Power.
G's Power.
Real talk for real saints.
Are you ready?
And it's for real.
Welcome to G's Power Hour, live every weekday at 11:30 a.m. on Never Had It So Good Entertainment Network. Your host, G, will bring you informative and entertaining guests and a variety of topics in a way that you can absorb and enjoy. Listen in weekdays and call in at 516-387-1944. We love interaction. All shows can be downloaded if you miss one or found on iTunes the next day. G's Power Hour is powered by Never Had It So Good Sports Media Network.
G's Power Hour.
Yeah.
Well, good morning, brothers and sisters, kings and queens, angels and saints, ladies and gentlemen. Happy Friday Eve, and welcome to G's Power Hour on Never Had It So Good Entertainment. I am your host, G. Thank you for being with us today, and we are back in stride, and today is one of our favorite days. It is Tech Thursday with my brother Burton Kelso from Integral. Good morning, sir, and happy new year. How are you?
I'm doing good, and happy new year to you, too. It doesn't really seem like it's 2024, does it? It's kind of like 2023 extended. I mean,
yeah,
even this month has just passed so fast. We're past the middle point of January, and it's like we're like a locomotive on the way to February.
I know. It's crazy. I know you have an agenda you want to discuss, but can I ask you about something that I heard and I really didn't get a chance to follow up on about dead Teslas?
I've heard about that show.
What I heard was, I guess, because of the cold, that some of the power stations weren't working. Did you hear anything about that?
Heck yeah. I'm giving you a hard time about the dead Teslas because of that Netflix show where they were taken over and blocked a highway. But yeah, that's been a known fact for a while about not only dead Tesla's power stations, but also too Teslas with the extreme cold, the battery doesn't hold the charge in the cold.
Yeah, I see so many of them. For something that's not a cheap car and requires a lot of maintenance and upkeep and specialized care, it just seems like, you know, on top of all of that, you've got to worry about whether or not you're going to be able to take it out in the morning. So, I mean, if that's your only car, that's a mess.
It is, but I think the problem is not necessarily if you are a homeowner and you have your charging station at home. Part of the problem is number one, if you're an apartment owner and you rely on Tesla charging stations to charge your Tesla, it's going to cause a big problem. And then also, I don't know if you knew this, but Teslas can experience up to like 60 to 70% less range when you're in below freezing temperatures.
No, I didn't know that. And I think one of the reasons we got into a conversation about it, because we were away this weekend checking our family up in Philadelphia. And when we left Philadelphia, it was 22 degrees, you know, so, you know, this Floridian wasn't really keen on that. And then the flurries and the fleet and all that kind of lovely stuff started. And it was like, I'm like, let's get down the road. Let's go south, please. Let's go.
Yeah.
Because the high, I think, was going to be like 33, 37. You know, like, nah, it's time to go.
Right.
But, yeah,
the other thing we were talking about is,
you know, if you get down the road in a Tesla and then the power station isn't working or whatever, you're kind of stuck.
Yeah, I think they do have some maintenance vehicles that can give your car a charge. But you understand that even a quick charge on a Tesla can take about 30 to 40 minutes to get it to a full charge.
Wow, that's insane. That's insane. Yeah, so, I mean, you got to kind of figure in all of those factors. I mean, any suggestions? And my understanding of you can't necessarily have a backup battery. My understanding of those batteries are heavy. Is that
correct?
There's
no, the battery on the Tesla makes it weigh, I don't know, maybe a quarter or a little bit more than what a regular vehicle would have. But, I mean, if I had tips for someone that was thinking, because if you've got a Tesla, only thing you can do is hope for spring and that those charging stations fill up. But one of the things, if you are thinking about getting a Tesla owner, hopefully, number one, you are a homeowner and you have the ability to charge your vehicle at home. And I think that's key with Tesla, because the big joke around now in the tech industry about Teslas is they're just basically fancy golf carts. If you think about it, you know, whereas a hybrid, you have the ability to run gasoline or run on electric. So you have some form of backup. But with a Tesla, you need to make sure that you have a stable charging station, and that should be your home. So if you are in a complex that has a charging station, if you are a condo or apartment owner or renter, you should check for that. But then also make sure that you've got a charging source at home as well. So those are my tips.
Okay, so I, you know, like I said, it makes you kind of think twice, you know. I mean, there's a big push, and now it's like, you know, well, and you kind of do want to find a way to save the environment by, you know, gravitating a little bit away from the fossil fuels, but at the same time, that kind of leaves you in a lurch. And then, of course, I'm always saying solar power, but that's not necessarily the way to go either all the time. So I guess maybe if you're, at home, if you're a family, you know, you have maybe one car like a Tesla, and then maybe you have a traditional car, I guess, for lack of a better word.
Mm-hmm. I would think that the best combination would be just to get a hybrid. You got the best of both worlds. You got electric and you got gas powered. And just make sure all your vehicles are hybrid, and that way you can help contribute to saving the environment. But Teslas are more geared for, I think, city cars. So if you live in a metropolitan area with charging stations, then you're going to be in good shape with a Tesla. But, you know, maybe, like you said, if you do have a Tesla, you have a hybrid that you have as your backup.
Okay. All right. So what else is going on? I know, like I said, I took you a little bit off course, but I did want to, like I said, it came up in conversation when we were driving, and I wanted to kind of get your take on that. So.
Yeah, when you were driving out of these cold cars, I don't want to hear you talking about 22 degrees. You know, it was here in the beautiful city of Kansas City, it was -4 with a -30 wind chill, especially when the Chiefs were playing last week.
Yeah, I know. I know. Y'all hurt my guys down in Miami with that.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that.
Well,
Tyreek Hill, y'all could have played a little bit better.
Well, that's okay. Keep talking. I've got one more Florida team ready for you. This one's
Who
ready.
Is it?
What?
What?
Where
Florida
I went
team?
To school, Tampa. Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Oh, that's
yes.
Right. I forgot about that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
all right.
Who did I just beat?
They beat, unfortunately, they beat the other half of the household, which is the Eagles.
Oh, the Cowboys. Oh, my God.
No, they beat the Yes, they beat the Eagles, unfortunately.
Oh, that's
unfortunately
right.
For
yeah, that's right. Yeah, not the Cowboys. the Eagles, yeah. So
yeah,
but yeah,
Cowboys lost too. Sorry, Princess. But yeah,
that's funny. But yeah, back on subject. I think obviously the one of the things that's trending this time of the year are tech resolutions, and it's important because
mm-hmm.
I mean, you want to do your resolutions for your mind, body, and your soul to improve your life. But in today's digital world, tech resolutions are pretty important because people need to understand what things they need to be doing in order to keep up with the latest trends and the latest safety tips when it comes
yes.
to technology. So, yeah, let's go ahead because there's quite a bit. And so one of the ones that I think is a good one to start for the year is to start unsubscribing from all of those services that are draining your pocket. So you may have signed up a trial for some software, even a streaming service, and, you know, you're just losing money. So it's time to go ahead and start newsletters and services that you no longer use, because most
mm-hmm.
of the services want you to sign up for the trial because you'll forget to unsubscribe and then they start charging you. Probably,
yeah.
This is more or less not subscription-based, but, you know, you have to make sure, even with your cable providers, that you make sure that you have the right service or that you're on the right package with them. Because just last night, I was with a customer who moved from a regular home to assisted living, and it turned out the assisted living provided cable for, you know, for the residents of that facility. So this guy
right.
is paying $200-something a month for internet and cable, and he didn't do his due diligence, and he could have been getting it ends up he only has to pay for internet, and it's only like $50 a month because
oh,
the
wow.
facility takes care of the TV packaging.
Wow.
So, I mean, it's things like that at the beginning of the year that you really should check into just to make sure you couldn't sign up for some better subscription service or you need to just cancel those old subscriptions.
Right. I mean, they do have a lot of different ways to get you, like you said, the trial subscriptions and everything, or, you know, we can protect certain things. Like the one thing I would check in terms of unsubscribing from or making sure that you do need it is the power companies where they say, well, you know, we can protect your lines and all that type of stuff, or we can save you energy or whatever. Make sure that they are able to do what they say they can do. Because sometimes it's like we're going to protect up to your house, but inside your house, that's going to be a different thing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, and decide how much you really need that. So, yeah.
That's right. You are absolutely right on that.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, there's and that's just the way our world works. Software, antivirus is another one with subscriptions, because we had a customer a couple of days ago who had McAfee, and I told her, you don't need McAfee. But the problem is we need to make sure if we take it off your computer, we turn off auto-renew, because those companies they'll renew you up to 3 to 4 years as far as having it auto-renew, or they'll just say, okay, well, we're going to sell you this 3-year chunk of subscription. So you really have to watch that, and if you stop using a particular piece of software, you need to make sure that auto-renew is turned off, because even though you uninstall it off your computer, doesn't mean that they're going to stop charging you. So do your due diligence.
And you do say, because I'm having this conversation with my husband about whether or not we need, like, Norton and other things, and like, well, you know, you never did, you know, sign up, you know, or whatever, he, you know, that paid for it. I'm like, well, I keep telling you, you don't need to pay for it. Burton says. So,
right.
So, yep. Yeah, we're having a conversation about that.
Yeah, the thing about antivirus software, it's already built in. So the third-party programs like Norton, McAfee, and all those other software companies out there are just throwing in different tidbits, just trying to make it seem like you need their stuff, when in all actuality, you really don't need to have those services or those software programs on your computer.
Yeah, yeah. And they do. They just keep popping up. It's very aggravating. Yeah.
Heck yeah.
You have this many threats. You know, it's like, okay, whatever. I'm not having a problem. So what's next?
Isn't it break time?
Yeah, I guess so. I was going to let you go ahead because you said you had a lot, but we are going to take a break because somebody's got to pay for this. Anyway, we're here with Burton Kelso of Integral, and if you have questions or comments, the number is 516-387-1944. G's Power Hour. I've never had it so good. Entertainment. We'll be right back.
At Vintage Labs Collection, we are a multifaceted team of medical professionals dedicated to delivering the best quality products to patients. Our mission is to deliver the best supplement and patient outcomes in healthcare environments and consumer homes. Chat with our consulting pharmacists by visiting our website at www.vintagelabscollection.com. Supplements are not highly regulated, but Vintage Labs holds the standards higher than most.
Having a wedding, reception, family reunion, planning a banquet, or some other fundraising event. Need to share your knowledge through a workshop or seminar. Or it's a difficult time and you need to plan a wake or repast. Let us help. At our gatherings, let us reduce the stress and make the occasion memorable, treasured. Call our gatherings at 407-968-9387 or email ourgatherings@yahoo.com. Let us help plan your special event.
Hey there. Welcome back to G's Power Hour. I never had it so good entertainment. I am your host, G. Thanks so much for being with us on this Tech Thursday with Burton Kelso of Integral. You have questions, you have comments. The number is 516-387-1944. All right, we're back. You can continue.
I may continue, huh? Okay.
Yes, you may.
So speaking of cybersecurity, let's talk about building up your human firewall in the year 2024. And essentially that just means that people need to take the time to understand what cyber threats are out there and make sure that they're doing their due diligence as far as keeping safe from everything malicious that's going on out in the cyber world. Because cybercrime is a human problem, meaning that criminals are always looking for ways to trick you in order to get your personal information rather than getting into your actual devices. Because people are still in the mindset that, okay, criminals can just log into my device. And that's not true. They have to trick you to give access to the devices. But overall, it's up to us to make sure that we're keeping crooks out of our tech devices. And so that is just doing things such as making sure that you have two-factor or two-step authentication on your online accounts. And I mean all of them, even that Uber account you may use, you need to put two-factor authentication on it. That means making sure that you're not using the same passwords for online accounts and using a password keeper to keep all of those passwords safe and secure, and making sure that you do have different passwords for your online accounts. And then finally, that means that you need to cation for your online accounts to ensure that crooks, if they get your password, then they won't be able to log in because there's two forms of authentication that need to occur. And then the line went silent.
Sorry. my phone is starting to, I guess, shut down on me or whatever. So two-factor authentication, can't speak. So basically a thumb and an eyeball, right?
a thumb and an eyeball. Is that
isn't that what they do in the movies?
That's exactly right. I mean, it, yeah, but in most instances, it's you log in, and then you'll get a text alert saying, hey, are you sure this is you? Or can you confirm this is you?
Right.
And it keeps you safe. And you know what I've seen recently? As of yesterday, I had to call a cable provider. And, you know, when you call your cable provider, they want your code for your account.
Mm-hmm.
And we didn't have it. So the lady's like, well, I'm going to send a text message to the phone number on file, and we'll get that way. And then that didn't work for some odd reason. And then finally she said, well, let me email you and then give me the confirmation code. So two-step authentication really, because it's two, you know, like you said, a thumb and then an eyeball to confirm that it really is you.
I actually encountered something like that this weekend because, you know, we did the road trip thing. So part of it was getting a hotel overnight in the middle of the trip, and because we wanted to stop and watch the game. So anyway, I had problems for some reason, and it's a hotel rewards account that I have, and I had problems for some reason getting the verification through my phone for text, and they had to send it to my email, which is odd because the phone number is on the account. So, but yeah, they had to send a verification code, and they ended up they couldn't do it through the phone. They had to send it through the email. Why would one, if you have that information anyway, but you're trying to verify, why is it, because it seems like you had an issue with the phone too. Is it the provider? Is it the entity that's trying to verify? What is it?
I think sometimes it's the provider, because sometimes text messaging may not come through as quickly as some services. So let's just use this for an example. Let's just say you're a Verizon customer. Sometimes the text messaging, depending on who's sending the text, doesn't come through as quickly as it should.
Okay.
But, I mean, one of those random wonky computer glitches that occurs that would cause a text message not to appear as quickly on a service as it would another.
Okay. All right. So, and I wanted to ask you too, you talked about the firewall that I guess usually comes when you get your computer and everything and when you get your software. Firewall is the technology that's already installed usually better than what you get outside, or does it vary?
No, the firewall that's built into your Windows or even your Macintosh computer is just as secure as the firewall that you would use under normal circumstances. Like, trying to think of a good firewall company. Let's say the one built into McAfee or Norton. They're equal. But the other thing that your firewall on your, let's say you have a laptop, the only reason why you would need a firewall, say, on your laptop is that you're going to go work somewhere remotely, and you want to make sure that a coffee shop, someone's not snooping in on what you're doing on the computer.
Right.
So that's what.
Because, I mean, that does happen to me, you know, where I will go, for example, when I get my car repaired. It's like, you know, you want to go and come back. I'm like, that's a waste of time. You know, so I just usually take the computer and I try, a key word is try, to go ahead and work while I'm there waiting on the car.
Right.
Sometimes you can use their provider, whatever they have, but then sometimes you can't, and then sometimes they have, a password, and then sometimes, no, they don't have one for the general public. But in any case, if you are able to do that, you still need some sort of protection, right?
Yeah, you do. You do, because I mean,
or should you just not do that? That's
well,
the other question.
I mean, the firewall is more for human goof ups, meaning that if you goofed up and logged on to something, the firewall is going to say, "Well, hey, wait a minute, are you sure you want to do that?" But ultimately, in the end, it's going to be the person that's going to have to make that decision if it's going to, you know, if it's going to keep you protected or not, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Because in the end, it all boils down to you. It's all you. All you as far as making sure that you're staying safe and secure from cyber criminals. Because you're the one doing the navigating. So if you choose to go to some malicious website, then that's all on you. But, you know, that firewall on your computer is there to kind of be the, you know, the little angel on the shoulder to say, hey, buddy, be careful. Don't go there. But ultimately, you're going to be the one that decides if you're going to allow it to happen or not.
Okay. All right, let me stop interrupting you. Keep going.
No, you're good. You're not really interrupting me. One of the this one is gonna laugh, but but trust me, I'm not pimping out services at Integral. But I think in today's digital world, either A, you need to find a digital partner that you can call for questions, or B, there are companies out there that offer technology services plans. So that way, you pay a monthly fee, and then you get unlimited phone support and tech support. And I'll tell you why. With AI, a lot of companies are starting to move towards chatbots in order to answer the phones at tech support companies. And it makes it very difficult for you to get the questions you need answered when you call companies. Now, currently, the best companies that you can call and get a live voice without having to deal with a chatbot too much are your internet service providers. And the reason being is because for television support, there's not that much that a chatbot can do other than, like, maybe take your payments. But also, internet issues are not easily handled as well. So you don't have to deal with chatbots with internet or cable providers. But the rest of the stuff technology-wise, like Microsoft or Google, there is a little process that you have to go through where they have to set you up with a ticket in order to get service, but you have to deal with chatbots in the meantime. And a lot of the tech challenges that people face can be solved if you just know somebody with some tech know-how to get the problem taken care of. But I will say on the other hand of that, the other thing that people have to deal with is social media accounts being commandeered. And it's like there is no support for social media accounts at all. If you get hacked or cloned, there's nothing you can do because there's no one you can talk to. So, but I would say at least find a tech partner that you can chat with, because it seems like more and more as we move forward through the years, it's going to be harder and harder to actually call a big company and get support from somebody. So I'm just throwing that out there.
Yeah, it's kind of sad. Yeah, trying to talk to a human about anything, you know, it's
cool.
Frustrating. It's very frustrating not
possible.
To be able to.
It really is.
Yeah. And it used to be you could circumvent and just hit zero and then you would get the operator. But some of them don't even do that anymore. It's like you hit zero and you're going back to the beginning of the recording. There's just no way.
Right. It's no way around it like it used to be where you could yell representative a bunch of times and then you would get a representative. Or,
exactly.
You know, they've really put the kibosh on getting a live human. And it's funny because I think one of the airlines, I think it was Frontier, was like, no, people like talking to machines. And it's like, what? You got to be kidding me. Nobody wants to talk to a machine.
Well, I mean, there are some people, because in this day and age of social media and technology, you got people that don't know how to talk to people.
Mm-hmm.
Really. I mean, that's the sad part. But, there, I mean, to be honest, I think people, if they really fessed up, they'd admit, you know, time permitting, because a lot of it has to do with, oh no, I don't want to engage in a whole long conversation with someone, you know. But time permitting, if they had the time, you know, they would rather talk to a human.
Right, exactly.
There's a certain comfort level with that, and you know you're not locked into 1, 2, 3, and 4 that you press, or yes and no, you know.
Right, exactly.
Those monolithic
yeah.
responses, yeah. So. Okay, you're quiet, so I guess you want me to go to break. So I'm going to break. We're here with Burton Kelso of Integral. And if, to answer your tech questions, the number is 516-387-1944. G's Power Hour on Never Had It So Good Entertainment. We'll be right back.
This is Douglas Dobbs of Dobbs Cremation and Funeral Service. We have served the Central Florida community for 29 years with quality funeral and cremation services. Honoring all religions and faiths, we have been here for many grieving families. Whether it's a complete funeral service with a burial or a simple, dignified cremation, Dobbs Cremation and Funeral Service is here for you. Located at 430 North Kirkman Road at the 408 Expressway, Dobbs Cremation and Funeral Service, 407-578-7720. Dobbs. Dedicated to serving our families.
Over the past 60 years, Dove Beauty Bar's superior formula has remained unchanged. But when it comes to beauty, everything changed. Together, we redefined beauty. We said no to stereotypes and yes to every type. We let go of judgments and embraced what makes us unique. We're proud to have been there with you, caring for you every step of the way. Here's to the next 60 years.
Good afternoon. Welcome back to G's Power Hour. I've never had it so good entertainment. I'm your host, G. Thanks so much for being with us today. It's Tech Thursday on G's Power Hour with Burton Kelso. If you have questions, comments, the number is 516-387-1944. All right. Keep going, Burton.
Listen to you. I love that. So next would be... The next resolution, because everybody's always losing stuff and crying because they lost their stuff, is to make sure that all of your devices are automatically backing up to the cloud. And I think people are still stuck into the days of, oh, backup used to be free, but not anymore. You have to pay for those services, and they're not that expensive if you really look at it. Because I know if you have an iPhone or even an Apple account or Apple devices, you can use iCloud and backup. They give you 5 gigabytes for free, which in today's world is nothing, but you can upgrade like to 50 gigabytes for 99 cents a month, and that's cheap. And Google is around the same price if you need extra storage, and these services work in the background. And they're automatically backing up your stuff to the cloud. Another one that is kind of a hidden secret, you're paying for it, but you're not paying for it, is if you're an Amazon Prime customer, Amazon has Amazon Photos. And if you install Amazon on your phone, then it will automatically give you unlimited backup for your photos on your phone, and it doesn't matter it doesn't matter how much room you have or what device you have is what I'm trying to say, sorry. But yeah, it's photos. If you have videos, for example, you can back up for like $1.99 a month, so it's not that expensive to have your stuff automatically back up to the cloud, so that way if something catastrophic happens, you can always re-download that stuff to your computer or to your phone. So people really need to consider that when it comes to making sure that their information's safe. And also with cloud backup, if you're an older adult and you want to be able to pass on those family memories to your loved ones, then you can start supplying the username and password to your family members so that when you pass on, then they can still have access to those photos and videos that you've uploaded to the cloud.
That's good to know, because, we don't really think about and in fact, I was going to get with my husband and say, okay, we need to talk about, stuff that needs to be shut down once, I'm gone, or
right.
What to pass along to whom. We don't get those into those conversations that much. We either avoid them or we just don't think about having those conversations. So, yeah.
Right. It's a lot to process, but the main thing is that as far as making sure that you're backing up, one of the things that you have to take in consideration too is the fact that when you're looking at making sure your stuff is in the cloud, you have to realize that if you get a new device, it's easier to download it from the cloud as opposed to trying to transfer that stuff over from your old phone to your new phone or your old computer to your new computer.
Mm-hmm. I'm about to take you into another direction because something you mentioned and it triggered a question for me. So I'm going to put you on speaker while I discuss this. Okay?
Okay.
Hold on. All right. Can you hear me?
Perfectly.
Okay. So I'm frustrated because it seems like every time they do an update for my phone, they put stuff on here that I have no want or need for, especially games. But I have other things on here that I'm not sure that I want or need, and I'm concerned about whether or not I should delete them because it's part of, I guess, the company or the software. For example, I have Samsung Global Gold or something like that, Samsung Health, Samsung Members, Samsung Members V1, Samsung Milk Music, Samsung Music, Samsung Notes, Samsung Wallet. You understand what I'm saying?
Oh, here? Absolutely, yeah.
I don't think I use any of that. But my concern, number one, is if I take something out, for example, like if I take out Samsung Wallet because I have other things like, was it Google Pay or whatever, is that
mm-hmm.
are they connected and is that going to mess that up? That's one. The other thing is when they do the update, is all of that stuff going to just go immediately back onto my phone, or is there any way to say, please don't put this stuff on my phone again?
Right. With the Samsung stuff, you can always take that off of your device because it's just branded Samsung stuff that they want you to use. Because I know there's the Google Cloud and then there's the Samsung Cloud. So what basically Samsung is trying to do is to make you utilize their products as opposed to the standard Android products that are on your phone. So all that stuff is taken off. You don't need it and you're not using it. So you want to use your standard Android phone products like anything Google, because Google pretty much makes Android the operating system. So you would want to use Gmail or Google Calendar or Google Contacts as opposed to all of the Samsung branded stuff on your device.
Okay, I was just wondering because I didn't know whether or not I should be using the Samsung stuff or stick with the Google stuff. Because I'm thinking that Google is going to be, I guess, usable across whether or not I stick with a Samsung or I go to some other, like, well, I want to say LG. I'm not. It's been so long since I bought some other phone. I don't know what other phones are, you know, in use. But I'm assuming
right.
like with LG, which I had a long time ago, you could use Google on that as well.
Right, and that's the idea that you are perfectly right on that, because the idea with your Android phone, you could go with a Samsung or an LG or one of the Google Pixel phones, and if you stick with Google, you're going to continue to have access to all of your stuff. If you go and start putting stuff in Samsung, but then you decide, I want an LG phone, then all your stuff is going to be stored under Samsung's cloud, and you would have to find a way to move it over from the Samsung cloud over to the Google cloud. So, I mean, so you always want to stick with Google. With an Android phone, since there's so many brands out there, you don't want to go to using another brand of phone you don't want to use a phone's cloud storage to keep your information. You just want to stick with Google on any Google phone.
Okay, good to know. Just wanted to be sure. Okay, you can go back now.
I can go back now. I love that. So, yeah, as far as tech resolutions are concerned, other than, other than backing up your stuff, one of the things that you want to do to have a disaster plan in place, and with you being a Floridian, I know you're all too familiar with making sure you have some sort of disaster plan in place for whatever may go wrong. So for a disaster recovery plan for technology, obviously that would be making sure that your stuff is backed up, or making sure that you have a battery backup or some sort of battery to charge your devices in the event that you lose power, and also to configure your internet so that it's running on battery, so that if something catastrophic happens and you're stuck at home, at least you'll still have access to the internet. Because most people don't realize that even though you don't have power, your internet is still has a signal. So it's important that you have that all in place so that you have a lifeline to go to just in case you lose power. Same thing with cellular. You know, cellular is always on. Even though you may lose power, it's rare for a tower to go down. So you just have to make sure that you've got at least a charger for your smartphone, because not only will you have access to internet through your cellular provider, but you'll also have a lifeline to the world if you get stuck in some catastrophic disaster.
So... Okay, this is the old girl talking here. Should you still have, there's still this debate going on, and I'm still a part of that, I guess, whether or not you should have a landline.
Well, the problem with landlines is that the old copper cables that they use is no longer being supported. Years ago, we had a customer who had problems with his old school copper cable, and he had to wait 7 days for service because companies just don't support that stuff anymore. I don't think that you need a landline. I think what you probably need to have is a voice over IP line in your home, and there, or just be a service like Google Voice or WhatsApp. And then they do have voice over IP services that you can pay for, like Ooma for home, or you can have Ring Central as well. But yeah, the old copper line that they're running for your standard line, they're just not being supported anymore.
Okay, well, let me ask you this then. My dad used to have the old ham radio. He actually had, I think he had one, and then I think he had just a receiver where he could actually just listen versus, you know, the two-way communication. Should you, in the event of, you know, I mean, you're picking on Florida. Everybody picks on Florida because, oh, my, there's a hurricane, and I think we've had one, like, maybe once every 5 years, maybe, or something like that, and the worst one we have had was in this area was 2017. It doesn't necessarily hit all of Florida all the time, you know, everything all at once. But with that being said, you know, because there's other areas of the country where you're having, we talked about the freezing of the Tesla, you know, charging stations and Tesla batteries, you know, but there's other areas of the country that have, let's say, freezes or you have the hurricanes or tornadoes or whatever the case may be. What is the backup plan when the cell towers go down or out or whatever? Should you have like a two-way radio or a ham radio? I mean, do you go old school? I guess that's what I'm going to ask.
Yeah, I would think if you're in a state that has a lot of natural disasters, then, yeah, you want to be prepared for worst-case scenario. And that means that you do have old-school methods. If you can't have a landline, maybe you do get a ham radio or I know they have – well, that would require cellular. But, yeah, I would think you probably would get a ham radio just to have in the event that something bad happens. I mean, that's never a bad idea. I mean – you don't want to be too uppity where you're like, well, I don't need that old school technology. You do want to have it in place if you're in areas where natural disasters are pretty common. Like where I am in Kansas City, we get the occasional tornado, but the chances of it coming in the city are almost slim to none. But if you were like in Western Kansas, the chances of a tornado or greater. So, yes, you would want to have, like, old-school technology so that you can get in contact with emergency services.
Okay, we're going to take our final break. The number is 516-387-1944. This day with Burton Kelso, and this is G's Power Hour on Never Had It So Good Entertainment. We will be right back.
This is Douglas Dobbs, owner and funeral director at Dobbs Cremation and Funeral Service. We have served the Central Florida community with two generations of family funeral service. With the recent addition of my son Brandon, we are here to take care of the needs of Central and West Orlando. From simple cremation to a full burial, Dobbs Cremation and Funeral Service is here to help you. Located at 430 North Kirkman Road at the 408 Expressway, Dobbs Cremation and Funeral Service, 407-578-7720. Dobbs, dedicated to serving our families.
Does it appear the long arm of the law is working against you instead of for you? Whom do you call when the boys in blue are pursuing you? When the wrong person behind bars may end up being you? With over 40 years combined legal expertise, Anderson & Welch bring to bear a smart, sound, sensible defense of those caught in what may be the unrelenting grip of the legal system. Turn to Anderson & Welch first to get ahead of trouble, not fall into it, by calling 561-832-3386. That's 561-832-3386. That's Anderson & Welch Law Firm online at andersonandwelch.com.
Welcome back to G's Power Hour on Never Had It So Good Entertainment. I am your host, G. Thanks so much for being with us. Tomorrow, another one of our favorites is back, Friday in the Garden with Robert Bowden, so make sure you join us then. In the meantime, we are speaking with Burton Kelso of Integral, and he's giving us our rundown for the 2024 year in terms of resolutions we should be making, things we should be doing to make sure that the year tech-wise is as smooth as we can manage. So what else we got going on?
Yeah, this is funny that you brought up the Friday in the Garden. But this tech device or this tech resolution is more green, and that resolution is to let tech add a little green to your life. And the method of, number one, replace your standard light bulbs with LED bulbs in your home. And then you could take it a step further and say, well, let's make our home green and tech friendly by creating a smart home using one of the smart home hubs such as Google and Amazon. Because you can have, if you have a smart home hub, you can control just about every aspect of your home when you're in any part of the world. For example, let's talk about our thermostats that we sometimes leave the home without turning them down. If you've got a smart home, you can turn down your temperature or adjust your thermostat so it's at an appropriate temperature. Also, a smart thermostat will allow you to set up a schedule so that when you know no one's going to be home, it's going to adjust the temperature accordingly. Same thing with outdoor lighting. A smart home with green LED smart lights will allow you to make it look like someone is home. You can turn on interior lights, exterior lights. You can, for a festive way, you can even change the colors on those lights as well. But moving towards a smart home and getting green by making sure your, as far as your environment and your electricity is concerned, is a great way to go. You can even incorporate things like your appliances, TVs, into a smart home. And that way you can make sure that you are using those items to the fullest as far as their power settings are concerned.
Okay. And there are other ways to kind of go a little greener too, but tech-wise, those are really good ideas. I know that I am always, and I'm trying to figure out, I think my thermostat, because we replaced it a year or so ago, I think is a way, and I've just got to figure it out, how to, I guess, set a timer or something in terms of the temperature adjustment for that, like when we go to work or to the gym or whatever, that, or at a certain time that it does go up to a certain temperature, and then, like, when I go to sleep, I don't sleep well hot, so I usually have it down to like around 69 or something.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I'm doing that manually now, which is a pain. But yeah, I do want to do that.
Yeah, what type of thermostat is it?
I think it's a Honeywell.
Oh yeah, you got what we've got.
Okay.
We have a Honeywell thermostat. So here's the key. With all smart home devices, there's an app for that. So on your Android phone, you're going to have to find the Honeywell app, and then you can start controlling your thermostat with your phone.
Really?
Yeah.
That's interesting. That's my homework for this weekend, I guess.
Yeah, if you had the – if you were an Alexa user, you could hook it up to your Alexa device. But if you're not, Honeywell knows that you may not have a smart home. So there's a Honeywell app that you can download from the App Store or the Google Play Store that will allow you to control your thermostat from anywhere in the world.
Interesting. I'm going to have to look at that. But, yeah, there's no Alexa. There's only one woman in this house.
Right. Ah, listen to that. Yeah. So I think you would have to go to on the App Store, it is the Total Connect Comfort app, and it is by Honeywell.
Good to know.
Yeah.
To know.
That's the one. So look up that app, and you should have the full control of your thermostat. And you can do it from anywhere in the house. You know, so the next time you go to Philly and forget to turn that thermostat down, you can just do it from your smartphone.
Okay, good to know. Good to know.
Yeah. So my last resolution, you're going to laugh at, because I know you have a fear of this technology, but my resolution for this year is you got to get on board with AI and just how you use it in your day-to-day life. And real quickly, basically AI is like Google on steroids. So, you know, when you look for something on Google, you've got to go multiple places to find it, the information that you want. With AI database, just type in what you need, like with ChatGPT or even Microsoft's Copilot, and find instantly the things that you want. And if you still don't find it, then you can just say, well, that didn't – you can talk to it like a human and say, well, that isn't exactly what I was looking for. Can you look for this? And then it'll bring back the answers that you want. Using AI instead of Google is a game changer. It just makes life a lot easier.
Okay. I will take your word for that.
But then also, too, you're going to laugh. So Microsoft really has invested in AI, and they have a – they rebranded their Bing chat to a program called Copilot. And in Windows, if you want to access Copilot, which is basically a form of ChatGPT, all you need to do on your computer is hold down the Windows key, the C key, and then it'll bring up Copilot. And if you're running Windows 10 or Windows 11, it works. So that way, rather than going to Google, you can just hit the Windows key C, and then it's going to say, basically, ask me anything. So you could type in, how do I remove a wine stain from my carpet, or grapefruit or grape juice stain from my carpet, and it'll give you the answer. And then you can mix it up by saying, well, I want to use a green cleaning solution, or you could say, well, I really don't care what cleaning solution, how can I do it? Or are there any home remedies for specific things, like if I catch a cold, what's a home remedy for that? Or I have laryngitis, what's a home remedy that I can use to eliminate laryngitis? And then some of the things that they have on Copilot, which is like if you're just bored and want to look up stuff, the funny query or prompt that they have is, do you think a bear or a lion would win in a fight? Or, you know, what should I pack for a 10-day trip in a mountainous region? So if you need answers to anything, rather than just trying to go to a bunch of Google websites, use AI in order to find those answers to those questions.
Okay. So I was going to ask you if there's anything interesting out of CES this month. But, I mean, has that happened yet?
Yeah, CES was earlier in the month, and the big thing was AI everything, and, of course, the flying taxi once again.
Okay. All right.
And they keep bringing that up. It's like, come on now. You got to have you got to have something that's going on, you know. But, yeah, the big things were the taxi, and then, of course, AI is just being introduced in just about anything, you know.
So will AI calculate who's going to win the Super Bowl?
You can put it in there. But before you do it, here's the thing. You've got to use the paid version of ChatGPT because the free one doesn't have this year's data. But if you were to use Google's Bard or use Chat, it's got up-to-date information. So you could, in theory, type in, who do you think is going to win the Super Bowl this year? And it
my last
give you
question. Okay.
Well, we know
question,
it ain't. We thought
it's Dolphins. Anyway. Quick question, is this the year that you said we would probably have to start converting to Windows 11?
Next year.
Next year, okay.
Yes.
Every time they do an update, they're asking me, and I keep saying no, or remind me later or whatever. So.
Right.
All right, Burton, thank you so much. We will talk again next month, God willing. Take care.
Okay,
have a blessed
you
day.
Will. Yes, you too.
Okay. And thank you all for listening. This has been G's Power Hour. I never had it so good entertainment. Be well, be safe, be blessed. Hug a loved one. And please remember, all real power comes from God. Take care.